Live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
So you may have seen yesterday a raid, I don't know if this was, of course it was planned, but we were not aware that there was going to be a raid. Of course, journalists were tipped and correctional services went and raided the prison, Sun City. Many of you will know it. And the kind of stuff that they got, goodness. I want to speak to Correctional Services spokesperson Sngabako Nxumalo, who's on the line with us, who is going to take us through, you know, what it is that they found. Thank you so much, Mr. Nxumalo, for making time for us. Good evening.
Evening, and thank you for having us.
Let's talk about the stuff that you found as Correctional Services. The police found at the facility. I mean, I'm looking at some of these things. Television sets, and not a small one. You know, these are big television sets. How did they get into Correctional Services?
A television set, a radio, or a kettle, you know, for like making like boiling water.
Mm-hmm.
Those items are allowed, but you ought to have a permit. Why do you need a permit to have items like that? It is part and parcel of privileges that people earn when they participate in rehabilitation programs. For good behavior, they then get upgraded, and when they apply to have those accessories, then they are then approved.
Okay.
The reason why they were removed is because those inmates could not provide the permits. Hence, then we needed to confiscate them.
So,
but there is nothing out of the ordinary. It is more about people being informed at all time and also following developments in the country.
So the television set, I'm aware that there is television provision within a prison, but I always was under the impression that those are the television sets that you as Correctional Services provide, not that they are television sets that are brought in by the inmates.
No, you do find an inmate who is, find that the family is able to bring that television,
mm-hmm.
and if that inmate is then approved to have it, we then allow it. But we've also picked up new developments where you find that at the back, inside of that television, people will try to smuggle particular items,
mm.
and some of them would even be forced to open them. Unfortunately, issues of warranty then gets affected, but we have evidence where people will hide drugs, cell phones, and other things inside those television sets or even the radios. So it's part and parcel of how we check up the system when we clean these facilities.
So mainly, the issue, obviously, as you are saying, these are not electronics that are problematic. They just did not have permits for the electronics.
Yes, they did not have permits. Hence, we had to remove them.
There are other items, though, that I can assure you, even if I don't know much about how you conduct your operations, didn't look like they were permitted in a prison.
Yes, some of them, we were checking up that as a department. There was, I would say, something like a PlayStation and the controls, but it's not allowed. And hence, we had to ask serious questions to the officials there to say, how did this item find its way here? Because it is not a small object that a person, you know, can hide it somewhere. Someone brought it in and, you know, was allowed to pass through a number of access controls all the way into the cell.
So tell me, Mr. Nxumalo, you know, television set, a radio is allowed and a PlayStation is not.
It is not, because it then brings in a different dynamics. You want to avoid having a gadget or an equipment that may attract other, let's call it unlawful activities, where people can start to, let's say, gamble or have games where, you know, they're able to compete. They can even use other things to say, if you win this round, you get this. If you don't, so we do not want inmates to participate in such activities.
All right. What else did you find there?
There were other disturbing things that were there. For instance, you will find a person with a number of items which you are not permitted to keep. Let's say, yes, you will need, let's say, toiletries, but why will they have
makeup?
About four different brands of perfumes with you, and it doesn't make sense. Makeup, yeah, it's questionable though, because that is a male facility. You even have, I don't know what it's called, you know, extensions there, you know, that artificial hair and other things. So these are the things that, you know, distracted us as a department. And the report from the facility must then give us answers, because we want to hold people accountable to these things, because centers do conduct their own searching operations. And now the question is, how effective are those searching operations if by then able to find such a huge number of contraband within one operation that we had to conduct involving head office?
There was an issue of tuck shops that was highlighted, that there are inmates that are, or at least whether it's inmates or correctional services officers who are running tuck shops in there. Just maybe elaborate on that.
What we have there is kiosks. Some may call it tuck shops. That is within our establishment. There is an established system for inmates to purchase from that kiosk. We do not use cash per se, but it's money that is uploaded in the cards that inmates use inside the facility. It's not the same as the card that you get from the bank, but it's a what we call prison card. So an inmate will go in there. If let's say you have 200 friends in your card, so when you take an item, they then deduct it from that, then they'll tell you the balance left in your account. So that's how, you know, those kiosks operate. But even in those kiosks, you'll only find items that are allowed in the correctional facility, and then inmates will then utilize those.
Let's talk about what then, you know, happens going forward. Of course, we saw the fact that you were there and you were searching a lot of the inmates there, but the staff themselves, is there a process to hold them accountable? What's the process going forward?
Just yesterday, before we went to Johannesburg, we issued a statement as a department about two officials at MLO Correctional Center that were arrested. Because what happened is that there was a surprise searching exercise targeting officials as they reported for duty in the morning. Mm-hmm. And that's how we managed to net the two. Mm-hmm. And we had to call the police to come take them, and they slept in the cells. Because we have, as the police made it clear, that there is no room to tolerate people who decide to change their mandate. Instead of working to rehabilitate inmates, they then act, you know, criminally and do things which defeat the mandate of correctional services. So those people do not deserve to wear our uniform, and we have to remove them. And it doesn't just end there. They must also be charged criminally, because what they are doing is, in a way, destroying lives and also putting more harm to the victims of crime.
Are you going to be conducting these sting operations, you know, across the country, or are you working on tip-offs?
We've been conducting these operations for I don't know. I got them in the department when I joined, and that's like 8 years ago.
Okay.
But we do not always invite the media.
Sure.
The media would be invited, you know, from time to time, or when we have maybe an operation being led by the national commissioner or some of our senior executives. But they do happen. But what we need to stress is that our correctional facilities, it is part and parcel of their mandate to conduct routine searches. Hence, I said the number of contraband that we confiscated there, then it does question to what type of searching is conducted in that facility, and we need to get an answer, because if it is done routinely, it's impossible that you will have such a huge number of contraband.
And what would you regard as routinely? What, every 3 months, every 2 months, every month? How regularly are these supposed to be happening?
I wouldn't want to say the exact intervals, because inmates are listening.
Sure.
But it has to be done in a way that inmates will not be in a position to predict or work out the format
formula
that you conduct this. Yes. Mm-hmm. You can do one today and the following day conduct another one. So that, but at no point inmates must feel that they can do as they please. But equally so, even our own officials, they must also be taken to task.
Well, I appreciate your time. Thank you so much. Sngabako Ngumalo is a correctional services spokesperson. This is on the back of a raid that we saw. Yes, as you said, you know, actually, this is not unique. It happens quite routinely, and they just don't always invite the media, but this does happen. We saw this raid yesterday at Sun City, and quite interesting, some of the things that they were able to confiscate. Yes, he says some are allowed in the facility, except that they need a permit, and they just were not able to furnish the permit to the police. That is why they were confiscated. When I come back, I want to talk about Justice Meyer, who now is officially appointed as the Chief Justice of the country.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.